Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
A missile has reportedly been fired at a ship near Yemen in what could be a Houthi response to Western military action. US and UK jets, ships and submarines struck Houthi targets in Yemen last night after repeated attacks by the group's fighters on ships in the Red Sea. For more on this, I'm joined on the line by BBC Chief International Correspondent Lise Doucette. Lise, you're very welcome to the programme. It seems to increasing in tension all the time. This escalation has been coming for some time, though.
This has been coming for some time. As you know, from the beginning of the war in Gaza, which was provoked by the murderous assault by Hamas in southern Israel. And since then, the war in Gaza has escalated, but there has been concern about what was called the second front on the Lebanese-Israeli border, but also on this, what is now being seen as the third front, which is the Red Sea, a vital shipping lane, which lies along the Yemeni coast. And from the beginning, there have been threats by the Houthis, which control most of northern Yemen, including the capital, Sana'a. And this has now escalated to the point that we saw those airstrikes last night carried out by the United States with backing from countries, including Britain.
Mm-hmm. Houthis are backed by Iran, aren't they? Turkey and Iran and Russia have condemned the attacks by the US and the UK last night. But will this really lead to a retaliation, as the Houthis are vowing?
The Houthis are very defiant. They're a very old, they're an ancient group that has long been part of northern Yemen. It's been a political movement since the 1990s, which was formed in opposition to corruption in Yemen and also Saudi, its neighboring Saudi financial and political religious influence in Yemen. And they have gone from strength to strength to the point where, as I mentioned, they carried out a coup against the internationally recognized government and now coming to the point where they see themselves on a world stage. And this is exactly where they want to be. Opposition to Israel has long been part of their defining ideology. They are part of the Shia branch of Iran, the Shia branch that Iran is also part of, but they belong to the Zaydi sect, which is different in its beliefs and doctrines, but still very much part of the same Shia faith. And also politically, they see themselves as part of what is called the axis of resistance, including Iran, Lebanon's Hezbollah movement, the militias in Iraq, as well as in Syria. But when we say that the Houthis are Iran-backed, it's not the same kind of tightness, hand in glove, as the relationship between, for example, Hezbollah, which is Iran's main proxy in the region. Hezbollah is, in effect, a part of Iran's global forces. The Houthis are, it's believed, have been trained and armed by Iran. The U.S. has repeatedly said that he has accused Iran of providing drones and missiles, which have been used now in the Red Sea against vessels trying to go through that strait. But they don't always act on the behest of Iran. But undoubtedly, these attacks are being coordinated with Iran or in discussion with Iran. But the Houthis have their own ambitions. And to be seen now, to be in this tangle with the United States, is something which will only increase their defiance.
Could this lead to lead us all to a place where Iran enters the fray against the US?
Iran does not want to enter the fray directly with the United States, which is why the escalation has been with its allies and proxies in the region. Iran would stand too much to lose. The United States also doesn't want to be in direct confrontation with Iran. Obviously, Iran's hand is seen behind all of these different fronts that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. Iran and its allies continue to insist that while Iran has influence, the other actors also have their own room to maneuver and their own independence.
The other big question here is if these strikes will achieve their aims, if they will free trade through the Red Sea. I mean, what's your opinion on that?
The Houthis have been clear that they will not stop the... They say that they are only targeting vessels which are heading to Israeli ports. The BBC has investigated this, and it's said that of the vessels which the Houthis have attacked have had some links to Israel, but not all of them were heading to Israeli ports. The Houthis, on the one hand, they say they will not stop until the war stops, but they have also said that they would stop if more aid was allowed to go into Gaza. Does that offer a way out? Is there a compromise to be had if there is a significant increase in the water, food, medicine, fuel that is desperately needed in the Gaza Strip? It's very hard to see this now. Mm-hmm. And of course, everyone is waiting to see how the Houthis will reply. I think it has to be said that the strikes, while they did attack a range of targets, bear in mind that the Houthis have been under attack for most of the past 9 years by a Saudi-led military coalition. So they are a movement very much used to coming under bombardment and knowing how to hide its assets, including its military, its armories.
Well, the next few days will be very instructive as to what will happen in the short or medium term. Lise Doucette, BBC Chief International Correspondent, thank you very much indeed for joining us.